This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Guten Erev Shabbos Rabbeisai. This is a very exciting shir. Today's shir on Tefillah, as all the shir on Tefillah are sponsored by a dear friend, Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, Lila Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, and Shem Shem Nali, B'Yomil Sirshi, for his whole family, for Simchas Anachas, Abiyas Goel Tzedek. This will be our concluding shir on Psukei Dezimra. We've been doing this for a couple years, and Be'ezus Hashem, in the new year, we're going to be studying the Birchas Kriya Shema. So this will be our last shir on Psukei Dezimra. I think maybe if we have one or two shirim before Rosh Hashanah, what we'll do is we'll review the main limudim from Psukei Dezimra. But this, for now, will be our last shir on Psukei Dezimra. Yishtabach, last week we learned Yishtabach should have 53 words. Yishtabach was composed by Avraham, and his Rosh Yetevos are alluded to. Kela doesn't then have lois. Baruch Hashem was Reboin Ka'amasim, Haboicha B'Shir Zimra, Melech Kelcha Oilamim. And it was also legislated by Shloimai. Shloimai Yishtabach, Shimcha Lo'ad Malkeinu Hakel. So by Avraham and Shloimai. And we have a concept that there are a number of Shivachim in Yishtabach. And there's a question, how many are there? And that is the subject of today's shir. How many praises are in Yishtabach? Here we go. Reb Schwab writes in the Iyun Tefillah, the Minog Ha'olam is that the Chazan starts. By the way, that's the nusach of how they davened in my yeshiva, in Yeshiva Chavetz Chaim. That's the nusach they use, B'yemois HaChoyel. Anyway, most chazanim begin brachos v'hoidos. Reb Schwab says, on Rosh Hashanah, the chazan begins, Baruch Atah Hashem. Now, in our yeshiva, and I think in most shuls, they don't. They start from brachos v'hoidos as well. Brachos v'hoidos me'atav yad olam, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kel Melech Gadol v'tish b'chois. So I think in most shuls, they do start with brachos v'hoidos. But Rav Schwab brings that in his shul, they started from Baruch Atah Hashem. And Rav Schwab says the correct custom is always to start from Baruch Atah Hashem. Because you can't be mafsik in the middle of the shvachim. You have to say the shvachim one after another. It doesn't have to be b'neshima achas, but it has to be straight. Yishtabach Shemcha Lo'ad Malkeinu Hakel Melech Gadol V'tish B'chois Kilchanu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Gadol Shir Ushvacha Halo V'Zimra Ois U'Me'Amshala Netzach Gedula U'Gvura Tehila V'Sveres Kedusha U'Malchus Brachos V'Ois. So you can't be mafsik in the middle of the 15 shvachim. So if you can't be mafsik, how could the chazan start from Brachos V'Ois? Says Rav Schwab, it's wrong. The chazan should always begin. Baruch Atah Hashem. You should always start from Baruch Atah Hashem. You can't be mafsik in middle of the shvachim. He says those that are mafsik, it's beli tamu makar. There's no reason and there's no source. Now, I think we have to try to defend the practice of starting from brachos v'hoidos, because not only, like Rav Schwab says, in shuls, Rav Schwab says that in many shuls they do that during the week, but not on Rosh Hashanah. I think in almost every shul that I know of, they do it during the week and Rosh Hashanah. They start from brachos v'hoidos. So let's analyze that. Reb Schwab says, don't be mafsik in the middle of the 15 l'shoinos of Shabbach. It comes from the Magen Avraham. Not that you have to, it's not like the 10 sons of Haman, by the way. They have to say it b'neshima achas. I know Yaakov Mordechai is getting excited when he hears the 10 sons of Haman. But no, it's not like that. But rather, you have to say it b'ne'ima, b'kavana, and you just can't be mafsik between the shvachim. Why? The 15 shvachim correspond to the shem ka. Ka. By the way, there also we had 15 words we learned last week from Baruch Ata Hashem and the conclusion of the Ishtabach. And L'chaira, according to that, it would not be correct to start from Brachos V'Hoidois. The Mishnah Berurah also says there are 15 Shvachim in Yishtabach from Shir U'Shvacha until Me'ata, and you can't be mafsik in between them. Someone who's mafsik, there's a big oinesh, but it doesn't have to be B'Neshima Achas. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden the same. The Zayar is also mashna that way, not like the Shla. However, if you look up the Chayei Adam learns there are not 15 Shvachim, but a different Cheshbon. Chayei Adam learns there are 13 Shvachim. Look in the Chayei Adam. Chayei Adam says, Yizoher ma'oid sheyoymer yud gimel Shvachim shevi Yishtabach. You should be very careful to say the 13 praises of Yishtabach from Shir Ushvacha until Malchus. So that's interesting. 13 Shvachim? And that's something I want to focus on today. So that's a different count. If you look in the Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar says the same as the Chayei Adam. The Zohar says, Kivan demati barnash liyishtabach notal kutchabricha hu kisra. God takes his crown, b'shavi leikamai, he puts it in front of him. V'chol yachid shriyas la'askana l'meisei kamei malko ilah, and everyone is fit to come before the Supreme King. It's darach la'achlalala, and we need to crown him b'tleisar mechilin d'rachmei ilah, with the 13 pathways of mercy. D'min hoynes baracha, that from him we are blessed. V'inun tleisar busman ilan, they are the 13 fragrant aromas, which are neher v'charkoyim kaneh v'kinamoyin, the 13 fragrant aromas in Shir Shirim. You know what they are? Shir, Ushvacha, Halel, Tezimra, Oiz, Umem Shala, Netzach, Kedua Gvura, Tila V'Sveras, Kedusha, HaTreser, that's 12. Ulabasar, Lechabel, Levedev, Lemer, Umalchus. The 13th is Umalchus, Begindi, Mizbarach, Minayo. And at that time, you need to place your heart and your thoughts about this matter. V'loy l'shtoi klal, not to talk at all. D'loy lipsik v'na, not to be mafsik. And if you're mafsik, then a fire emanates from under a heavenly cherub. And he calls out. He says, so-and-so interrupted. He should be cut off because he doesn't want to, he's not going to see the majesty of the Creator. So basically, you don't want to talk in during that time of Yishtabach, because it's always best to avoid being electrocuted by rays of fire emanating from the wings of cherubs. That's always, you know, I'm just giving you some good advice. It's always good to avoid being, you know, struck down by heavenly fire. So just don't talk during that time. That's, you know, no extra charge for that piece of advice. So this is very interesting. So while the Mishnah Berurah says there are 15 praises in Yishtabach, the Chayei Adam and the Zohar says there are 13. In that case, that may be the basis to start from Brachos V'Hoidois. Because according to the Chayei Adam and the Zohar, Brachos V'Hoidois are not part of the 13, they're not part of the 13 Shvachim, but instead they're like the new series, and they're connected to Brachos V'Hoidois, are connected to Baruch Atah Hashem Kel Melech. Now it's very interesting that the number 13 is a very dominant number in the Seder HaTfilah. I'll give you a few examples. First of all, we know, of course, Yigdal is a piyut that's based on the Yud Gimel Ikari Emunah of the Rambam. And then right before Psukit Zimran Karbonos, we say Rabbi Shmuel Oimer B'sholesh Esrei Midois HaTaira Nidrashes Bohem. And the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, why do we say the Brayis of Rabbi Shmuel? Because this is the beginning of Sefer Taras Kayanim. Most of the mitzvahs of Taras Kayanim are Nidrash through these Midois. Therefore, it's considered like Gemara, because everybody has an obligation to learn Gemara every day, and therefore by saying Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, you fulfill your obligation to learn Gemara. But then Rabbi Yaakov Emden says also there's no machloikis in this Perek, and Al Derech HaKabbalah, the 13 Midos Shatana Reshes Behem, are Ramos and the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. So that's one example where the number 13 and the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim appear in Shemayna, in the Seder HaTfilah. But then Reb Chaim Vital tells us from the Arizal that from Baruch Sha'amar until Melech Mula Batish Bachois, you have 13 Baruchs. Baruch Sha'amar Val Yo'elam, Baruchu. Baruch Oymer Va'isa, Baruch Goyza Mekayim, Baruch Oysa Bereshis, Baruch Merachim Al Aretz, Baruch Merachim Al Abriyos, Baruch Mishalim Sachar Tov, Baruch Haylo Ad, Baruch Poida, Baruch Shemoy, Baruch Ato Hashem, Baruch Ato Hashem. So we have 13 Baruchs in Baruch Sha'amar. Very interesting. So we have 13 Shvachim in Yishtabach and 13 Baruchs in Baruch Sha'amar. And then I found an amazing thing in the Aruch HaShulchan. That the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Nun Aleph that they were Masakin a Bracha before Psukei D'Zimra. And that's the Bracha of Baruch Sha'amar. And you need to say Baruch Sha'amar with a Nigun and with a sweetness because it's a Shir Na'eh. And it has 87 words. The Siman is Roishai Kesem Paz. And there are 13 Baruchs connected the Yud Gimel Midos to be Moishech Bracha from all the Yud Gimel Midos. And says the Aruch HaShulchan, I never saw anyone else that says this, there are 13 parts of Psukei D'Zimra. You ready? Haidu, Mizmar L'Saida, Yihi Chavoid, Ashrei, 5 Halalukas, Baruch Hashem L'Elam Amin, Vayi Baruch David, V'Charois, Az Yashir! So the 13 Baruchs and Baruch Sha'amars, 13 parts of Psukei D'Zimra, and the 13 Baruchs of Baruch Sha'amar, each one is a Baruch for another Chelik of Psukei D'Zimra. And then it comes out, Rabbi Isai, amazing. So there are 13 Baruchs and Baruch Sha'amars, 13 parts of Psukei D'Zimra, and according to the Chai Adam and the Zayar, there are 13 Shvachim in Yishtabach. Marv Rabbeisai, and how many parts of Shemoneh Esrei are there? Well, we have 3 Baruchas in the beginning, 3 in the end. We know our Shemoneh Esrei is now 19. As Avudraham says, there are 13 middle Baruchas of Shemoneh Esrei. So it comes out amazing, Rabbi Isai, that there are, in each part of davening, you have the number 13. In Karbanos, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Psukei D'Zimra, Yabar Shamar, and Psukei D'Zimra itself. Yishtabach, which is like a hakdama of Birchas Kriya Shema, is 13. And then Shemoneh Esrei is 13. We once spoke out an amazing observation of the Chassam Sofer that according to authentic Minog Ashkenaz, there are 4 times in davening that you say Shema Yisrael. Namely, you say Shema Yisrael. You say Shema in the Karbanos. You say Shema according to Nusach Ashkenaz, even though many Ashkenaz Dorma doesn't have it. At the end of Oz Yashir, it says, Uvisayroscha Kosav Leimar Shema Yisrael. You say Shema, and then in Aleinu, you say Shema. At the end, in many Ashkenaz Dorma, it says, Uvisayroscha Kosav Leimar Shema Yisrael. And the Maharam Shik brings from his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, an amazing observation, amazing tradition. He says, "Kad nehirna, I remember. Kad zachisi lomid be yeshiva etzer Rabbeinu HaKadosh Maran Balach Sam Sofer. When I was zoicha to learn Torah by the Chassam Sofer, I heard from him regarding the Seder HaTfilah, that the Seder HaTfilah corresponds to the 4 worlds. And these 4 worlds are Abia. Abia is Atzilus. Atzilus is like the key where the Kisei HaKavod is. Bria. is the world of the Malachim, Yitzira is the world of the celestial spheres, and Asiya is our world. And that's Rosh Tevois. Ashrei, Yoishvei, Veisecha, Oid, Yahalelucha. Atzilus, Yitzira, Bria, Asiya, Yahalelucha. So you have over here, V'gamaruma Shem Yud Beishvatim. You have the 12 tribes, which is Yoishvei Veisecha is 12. Oid is the 70 Nefesh that went down to Mitzrayim, which is the Ayin of Oid, with the Shechina on them. Well, that's the Ashrei, meaning Ashrei, the Shechina. Yoishvei Veisecha, the 12 tribes. Oid is the 70 Shvatim. Or the Yud of Yahalelucha. Now, let's see if I could read this. The world of Asiya is the Olam HaTachtoin, the lower world. Yitzira is the Olam HaMalachim. Bria, a little different than I said. Yitzira is the world of the angels. Bria is the world of the Hechalos. Atzila is the Olam HaAtzila's Gavaya Mikol Gavaya Shomer. And by the way, each world corresponds to a different way to spell the Yud Kei Vav Kei. There are four ways to spell Yud Kei Vav Kei. You could spell it Bimiluai, Yud Vav Dalet. Hey could be Hey Aleph. Hey could be Hey Hey. Hey could be Hey Yud. And there are different ways of spelling it out. The four ways yield 72, that's if you spell everything with a hey yud. Samach gimel. Mem hey, 45. And ben. 72 is oilam ha'atzilus. Samach gimel is oilam hechalos. Mem hey is oilam ha'malachim. And 52 is the oilam ha'tachtoin. By the way, I highly recommend that you go out today and you get yourselves the Siddur Masoik Midvash, because there it tells you before each part of davening which oilam you're in, and how to spell the name of Hashem in that oilam. And we're going to see the Chassam Sofer used this recognition and understanding to explain a few things in davening. He says, the Seder HaTfilo until Baruch Sha'amar is you need to be miyached and be male your soul from the Olam HaTachtoin to the Olam HaMalachim, which is the Shem Ben. From Baruch Sha'amar until Yod Serar, you need to elevate your soul from the world of Malachim to the world of Echalos. From Yod Serar until Shemoneh Esrei, you need to raise yourself in the Olam Echalos to the Atzilus, which is the same Samach Gimel. And Shmones is the Olam Atzilus Mamish. Therefore, you need to say in each chelek of the four chalakim, at the end of each, Shema Yisrael. That is, Eitzel Baruch Sha'amar. You say Shema Yisrael. Ba Yishtabach. Now, we're in near Baruch Sha'amar. Do you say Shema Yisrael? Let's see if I have it over here. You have in Lefikach Anachnu Chayavim Lehoides Amvayim Pamayim Be'ahava. You have at the end of Oz Yashir. You have in Kriya Shema. And you have at the end of Aleinu. And with this we could answer the Kasha of the Beis Yosef. He wants to erase Shema Yisrael at the end of the Shira. According to what we're saying, it comes out very good. You need to be Miyachir Hashem's name in each Olam. And of course one of the times is Mamish Kriya Shema. And that's why you end with Aleinu Shabeach after with Shmoneh Esrei. By the way, says the Ramaram Shik, this explains why the Chassidim say Hoidu before Baruch Sha'amar. Because really, L'chayra Nusach Ashkenaz seems more correct, that Hoidu is part of Psukei de Zimra, so it needs to be within Baruch Sha'amar. So the Hasidim say as follows, that the end of Hoidu, let's see if I can read this, the Rosh Tevoi, so the end of Hoidu, is Va'ani b'chazdecha v'tachti yagel libi b'shuasecha. That's 6 plus 2 is 8, plus 2 is 10, plus 10 is 20, 50, 52. That's Gematria Ben. Now the shame Ben, 52, is the Yud Kei Vav Kei of Karbonos. So therefore, it's an explanation of why Hoidu is more connected to the earlier part of davening, because that's the part of Ben of the Yud Kei Vav Kei spelled out, Gematria Ben. Marv Raboisai, I found in the Sefer Pituchei Chosam. This is from the Abir Yaakov. The Abir Yaakov was the grandfather of the Baba Sali. He says, and I think this is very similar to what the Chassam Sofer says, that's why the Mesadrei HaTfila arrange the davening, that each part of davening, which is Mechuven Keneged the Olamos, again, the first part of davening is Keneged the Olam Asiya, Karbonos is Keneged the Olam Asiya, and then the Olam HaYitzira is Malachim, and the Olam HaBriya is the Hechalos, and the Olam Atzilos. So he says that's why each part of davening has the number 13. Yuskar Min Yisrael, namely the Braisa Rabbi Shmuel, 13 Midos. That's Keneged Olam Asiya. The 13 words of the 13 Baruch Sabar Sha'amar is the Yitzira. The 13 Shvachim of Yishtabach is Keneged Olam HaBriya. And the 13 brachos amtsos of Shemone Esrei is Olam HaAtzilos. And in an upcoming Sefer that's about to be completed, and if anybody would like to be Mishtatef to help us bring it to light, we're finishing up in the next week to 2 weeks, Magid Rakia, Psiat Deshmaya, and Sefer Shemois. So there we bring that the words of the Abir Yaakov could be explained based on the Chassam Sofer, that the same way the Chassam Sofer says, according to original Minhag Ashkenaz, you want to get Shema Yisrael into all four Chalakim of Davening, Olam HaAsiyah, Olam HaYitzira, Olam HaBriya, Olam HaAtzilos, you want to get it into the Karbonos. You want to get Shema into Karbonos. You want to get Shema into Psukei Dezimra. You want to get Shema in Brichas Kriyashma. You want to get Shema in the end of davening. So likewise, we want to get the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim in all four parts. We say, because they correspond to the four worlds. And this could be explained based on the Chassam Sofer, that just like you have to be Meyachid Hashem and be Mekabel Malchus in all four worlds by saying Shema Yisrael, therefore, we need to be Ma'oira Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim in all the Olamos, by mentioning it in all four parts of davening. So this is the conclusion of Psukei Dezimra. Be'ezus Hashem, we will soon begin Yishtabach. We may have a little bit of review, just so that we could reinforce the main ideas of Psukei Dezimra. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll see everybody next Friday. Baruch Tiyah, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.